Welcome to a series of daily podcasts by Viv Bennett, Director of Nursing at the Department of Health and Public Health England, as part of our week of action on helping families and giving children and young people the best start to life. I'm speaking with Viv Bennett, the Director of Nursing at the Department of Health and Public Health England. Viv, back in 2010, the government introduced the Health Visitor Programme, which promised to increase the number of health visitors by 4,200 and transform the service. Can you give us a few details on what the service was like before 2010?
I think in 2010, we had a situation where we had a very welcome commitment politically to increase the number of health visitors. And we had a range of political, professional and public ideas about what health visiting was and what health visiting should be. So in the early stages of the programme, it was really about trying to understand those perspectives, to reconcile them, and then to think about how we created a service with the additional capacity to get the best outcomes for children and delivered it in a way that families and communities wanted to see. So if we asked professionals, there was a view that health visiting was quite an invisible service, that commissioners particularly didn't understand the service that was being delivered. There wasn't an easy way for health visitors to demonstrate outcomes. And that because of the significant decrease in numbers over the previous decade, the service was very stretched. And rather than doing primary prevention, that they were trained to do were very often being focused on hypertension with families with very complex needs. In terms of what politically the aspiration was, it was to strengthen communities, to use health visitors' role to strengthen communities, to be able to develop services that were right for local places where the strengths of those communities were brought together to help each other, if you like. We'd probably call that asset-based community development. And if you asked families, it was really quite simple. And what they said they wanted was a community that supported children and families. I think there's a feeling that our society doesn't always do so, and some communities are better than others. They wanted a service that helped them to give their baby child the best start with parenting advice when they needed it, and particularly they wanted to know who the health visitor was and how to contact them, and that was pretty much the basis of what they wanted. What they then said was if they needed more than the routine contact, if they had a problem, they wanted to be able to get expert advice and get it quickly. And what families with more complex needs, whether that was social needs or a child with a disability, said was that they wanted people to work together and with them to provide care and services that were going to help them through their difficulties. So pretty much that's the picture we inherited. And what we did from then on was to try to design a service that could be very explicit about what we were doing on those areas. And that's where we came up with the model that we've used over the 4 years, which is your community, universal, universal plus, and universal partnership plus services.
For more information on the Week of Action, please visit vivbennett.blog.gov.uk. Or follow us on Twitter at #PHPCYPWeek.